Hi, this is Jerry Stiller. You are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Where are my keys? Anybody see my keys? Who took my keys?
My name's Chris Hedges. I'm the author with the cartoonist Joe Sacco of Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt. And when Joe and I are in New York, we always listen to WBAI 99.5 or WBAI.org because we want to stay informed and not get fed the commercial lies of the corporate media.
This is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
My name's Chris Hedges. I'm the author with the cartoonist Joe Sacco of Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt. And when Joe and I are in New York, we always listen to WBAI 99.5 or WBAI.org because we want to stay informed and not get fed the commercial lies of the corporate media.
Hello, welcome to WBAI.
And you're tuned to WBAI in New York and WBAI.org. And please remember to call that number 516-620-3602 for our WBAI transmitter fund. Because, as you may surmise, without the transmitter, you will not be hearing us. For the first time, I think, in our 53, almost 4 years, when we say we could be off the air, we are actually not kidding this time. And with that, I now present to you the personal computer show, an hour early.
Well, actually, this is Hank Key, and I'm from the personal computer show, but on behalf of Off the Hook, he asked me to cover for him, and that I'm going to try to do for him. And helping me tonight is Kathy Davis. And one of the things that I do want to start off with is that to let everyone know that Off the Hook is, well, Emmanuel Goldstein is tied up, and he just doesn't have the capability of getting into the station because we don't have telephones here. All we have is a Skype capability. And, gee, there's a lot of stuff we don't have here, Kathy.
But there's a lot of stuff that we do have.
Well, we do have the space. I mean, that we have to be grateful for.
And we have the wonderful people of WBAI, you're here. We have Joe, we have Emmanuel, we have Sydney and Reggie in the house working. And so I think that we have a lot of the human family of WBAI working and pulling together. And we have many of our listeners working and pulling together. But it is a difficult transition that we're making.
Well, not only is it difficult because, you know, we're really going through three different phases all at one time. One is we're going through a relocation of the physical plant. Number two is we are going through a transition through a very difficult financial period. And the third is we're trying to do it where the logistics, a lot of the things are missing, and where we have just enough glue. And it's human glue, and of course the human glue it affects the nerves, and but we're trying, you know, we're trying very hard. One of the things that I do want to stress to everyone is that Off the Hook will be back next week. He was unable to come in this week, and this is Hank Key from the personal computer show. We follow him, and gee, Emmanuel and the personal computer show is sort of like hip brothers with each other. And I know that we've been on the air for just about 30 years, and he's been on the air 27 years. And the last 20 years, whenever we moved, he moved, and it's sort of like brothers. And and I know that from a listening point of view, we share much of the same audience, and And the Wednesday night, you know, when we look at some of the numbers, Wednesday night is the strongest evening evening for WBAI.
And it's because you have so many dedicated listeners who tune in for both programs, who are interested in technology and science and the world of computers. And so it makes sense that you would share the same listeners, even though you have a wide breadth of information that you're sharing that may be different. And I think this is an opportunity for those of you who tune in for Off the Hook and listen to Emmanuel and his massive crew of techies. It's like kind of an amazing program, and there are so many people who participate in it. You may not even hear everyone on the air, but it's an enormous crew. They work very hard, and what's really wonderful about Off the Hook as well as the Personal Computer Show is that you both create your fundraising premiums. You make them available to people. You know, there were times when you even sent them out. And so it's an enormous contribution that you and your listeners are making to WBAI. But, you know, here we are again. We find ourselves in a crunch. And it's a real technology crunch because we're talking about our saving our transmitter on top of the Empire State Building. And, you know, that's really the push that we are striving for right now. It's quite expensive. We don't really have alternative transmitter to go to that could give us the tremendous reach that we have with the Empire State Building.
Yeah, Kathy, you know, I have to tell you that when we first started back in 1983, and I don't mean to, you know, go through past history, but this is before the Internet in the mid-90s. We used to get phone calls, and we would look at each other and say, wait a minute, the only way we could have gotten those calls is they heard us on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And people were calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania, from Wilmington, Delaware, from Newburgh, upstate New York. And one time we got a call from near New Haven.
That's
and
amazing.
I'm scratching my head. And, you know, one of the things that we can't stress enough, and we're really on the air with the big boys in that, you know, the maximum wattage you can have for broadcasting is 50,000 watts. And how much distance can you reach? It depends on how high you are. By being on top of the Empire State Building, we have a broadcast radius of at least 90 miles. I know that when for someone to hear us down in Wilmington, I think that's more than 90, but it's, you know, if there's no other stations nearby, it gets right through. So that 90-mile radius means that, you know, from one end to the other, it's 180 miles. And as what Kathy said, if we have to move to another facility, it's going to be very, very different. The listening audience is just not going to be the same. And
no, it'll shrink tremendously. I'd love to give out that phone number for people who might want to call. It's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And we have created a special WBAI transmitter fund. So when you call that number, 516-620-3602, you could make a contribution to help us to sustain our transmitter. We have to catch up on a bill that got behind, and we have to be able to sustain it in order to be able to keep transmitting from that location. And it's the WBAI Transmitter Fund. And it's really been wonderful because people really have been calling up and making those contributions. You contribute in the amount that you can. It can be $25. It can be $100. It could be $5,000. If you value this radio station, and if you have gained from the many programs that you listen to over WBAI, especially this Wednesday night lineup of programs, please do make your phone calls and show your support. Help us to get through this crunch of time with that phone call, 516-620-3602. And if you're actually online, you can go to our website, give2wbai.org, and you use number 2, give2wbai.org, and you can search for the WBAI Transmitter Fund, and you can make a donation. It would be really great if someone made a matching fund. Maybe you can do $5,000, $1,000, or even $10,000 as a matching fund, and we can try through the rest of this evening to match that with some of the people who are calling with smaller amounts. You know, it's not a matter of not caring. People give and give and give to this radio station. So I know how dedicated and how compassionate our listeners are.
You know, one of the things that I can't stress enough is that I know with Emmanuel and myself and Joe King, we talk to a lot of people, and we do hear complaints from listeners about the sound or the tone of the station. But one of the unique things about the station is that it's not limited to a single point of view. Unfortunately, sometimes we do have producers that get carried away, and they start identifying the station as a particular station. WBAI is very simply an alternative progressive radio station. Now, what do I mean by alternative? Where else can you hear something like Off the Hook, where you could talk about hacking? Where else can you hear something about personal computing where we're actually looking at products and tell you what not to buy, what not to do? Now, I used to do write a column for a computer media, and I remember he said to me, the editor said to me, you know what, why don't you write something that would interest people? I said, okay, products, services, people would love to hear, you know, whether it's your thumbs up or thumbs down. I did exactly that. He said, that's a great idea. I had a tremendous readership response. And then finally, after 2 years of it, the editor came up to me and says, I can't have you do it anymore. And I said, why not? He said, well, it's, you know, our sponsors are our advertisers. And you can't knock those advertisers. I said, but wait a minute. If the product doesn't make the grade, why are we even saying that it makes the grade? He says, well, you know, listen, they got to, you know, they got to pay for the service. You know, they got to pay the bills. Well, at WBAI, it's different. With Off the Hook and the Personal Computer Show, we are very vocal, and we're not stuck in any kind of a political identification. Actually, both shows are very close in terms of the way we look at the world. We're very consumer-oriented. We're very concerned with our freedom, our ability, where, you know, our government is inconsistent. I'll tell you right now, in the last 10, 15 years, we've lost a lot of freedom under the guise of homeland security. You know, I was telling Joe and I was telling Emmanuel last week, I said, you know, the funniest thing happened last week. He said, what was it? I said, well, the Supreme Court came down with a ruling. I said, so what about it? I says, well, what happened was that in the name of Homeland Security, the president, our current president, expanded the definition of what Homeland Security can access without getting a court order, meaning email, meaning things which are on Twitter and so on. No, it went beyond the so-called wiretap, which is a telephone. And the funny part was, it's not funny, all right, is that five of the conservative justices sided with the president, and four of the liberal justices voted against him. And you say to yourself, you know what? We're neither left or right. We identify ourselves with what is in the best interest of the consumer. You know, I heard a line the other day, and it's correct. You know, an eagle soars, and you know the eagle is the symbol of the United States for strength and how it soars. But you know what? You need a left wing and a right wing to soar.
Don't you? That's a good way of looking at it, isn't it?
Right. I mean, you know, it's not like you always knock one and knock the other. You need both. Now, here at WBAI, where else can you get a show like Off the Hook, where he talks about the hacking part of it? I know that, you know, with Emmanuel, each week he hooks up with Bernie in Philadelphia. In the studio, he has Mike, he has Mark, and he has others, and Jim comes in as much as he can. Although right now, it would be very difficult for him to have a full complement. Normally, just before we get on, I would peek into the studio, and the studio is about, much larger than the one we're in now, at least at 120 Wall Street, and he'll have 8-9 people around the console. Here in the studio, we're happy to be here, by the way. I'm not complaining. We're happy to be here. We only have 2 microphones. That's it. And so what he tries to do is at best 2 or 3 people, and that's all he can get in. Normally, he has I would come in and I would say to Stevie DB, who's our engineer, or to Joe, he says, what are the odds of him exceeding 10 people?
Odds are pretty good.
Yeah, but not now. He can't do that. Mm. Can't do that. So we have a lot more restrictions. By the way, I know that with Emmanuel, he creates a lot of the premiums. I don't exactly know what premiums he have, but you know what? Like the Personal Computer Show, right now, we're going to push one major premium. I'll tell you what that major premium is. There's, and I was telling Kathy about it, and she just smiled when I talked about it. There's no shipping charges. There's no handling charges. It's tax deductible. Guess what? Make a donation for the transmitter fund. Now, when we talk about the transmitter fund, we're not talking about just the transmitter itself because, I mean, look, we got thrown out on our backside. Let's be honest, all right? We got evicted, all right? We didn't pay the bills. And if you don't pay the bills, you know, there's just so much of it that someone can tolerate. One of the things that we always seem to talk about is free speech. I know on the Personal Computer Show, we talk about how do you get software that is free or how do you get services that are free. But the truth is someone does pay the bill.
Mm.
And when someone has to pay the bill and it's not paid, it doesn't mean, you know, it's like, hey, you're out. So we are in arrears on the transmitter. Now, the current transmitter rate is $50,000 a month. You know what? There's no other game in town, unless, the New World Trade Center, if they ever put up an antenna, might want to compete with the Empire State Building. But right now, they're the only game in town that gives you 90-mile radius, and I'm saying 90 mile. I think it goes beyond that. 180 miles, think about that, from, you know, east to west. That's a very powerful station. And then, of course, we also have high rent. Well, rent has been escalating. You know, they talk about the housing market being down. I'll tell you where it has not gone down. New York City housing market has not gone down. If it's gone down, let's put it this way. I own a little house in Queens, and I get this assessed value, and I keep going back to the building department. How come the assessed value keeps going up when the market value, supposed national market value, goes down? He says, it didn't go down. You mean, okay, you mean I got to pay a higher real estate tax? He says, not only do you have to pay a high real estate tax, but on a high assessed value. I know that from the time I moved into the house till now, the rate has tripled.
Wow.
Tripled. And that's a lot of money. Now, yes, our rent went up. Look, I really can't blame the landlord. I mean, he's got utilities to pay. He's got cleaning people. He's got the guard service. He has a whole staff. And, of course, if they, you know, if we're all for the working people, they have to make a decent wage. You give them a decent wage, guess what? Guess who's paying for it?
We all pay for it.
So we have the special premium. If you call 516-620-3602, the special premium is Save WBAI. It's a transmitter fund. Now, we're talking about the transmitter fund now. I hope we can raise that $50,000 by March 15th. Now, today is March the 6th, so it's only 9 days from now. But you know what the next step is? If we get to the first step, we got to get to the first step before we can talk about the second step. We have to come up with another $150,000 or $200,000 by March 31st. That's a tall order. Now, I asked Kathy the other day via email. I says, that means between now and the end of March, it's going to sound like we're going to be crying, we're going to be begging. But it's for real. We're not crying wolf. I mean, the wolf is here. It's They're at our door. They're knocking down the door.
Mm-hmm.
And being realistic about it, if we think we are serving you, the public, by giving you no-nonsense news, no-nonsense point of view, no advertising, not tainted by anything else, someone has to support us. If you don't support us, you're going to get mainstream media. Don't complain about it when you get it. Because if you don't support what you now have, then you're going to get the alternative.
It'll be gone. That's right. It'll be gone. You'll be tuning into this station, and you might hear, who knows, maybe a Christian right station, or you might hear, who knows what kind of music you might hear. But you won't have this cutting edge station that's going to give you information and news and culture and arts with so much diversity from so many different cultural perspectives. It's an important radio station, and we're asking you to support us. It's been more and more difficult to continue in the old format of coming to the air, offering the premiums, getting the, you know, the whole fund drive scenario has become more and more of a challenge over the last couple of years. And what happened is that if you have a fund drive, if your budget requires you to make something in the neighborhood of $850,000 to $900,000 three times a year, that's a very, very challenging thing to do. I mean, you could talk to any nonprofit, and to have to make that kind of an income, very challenging. And to have to do this on the air at a time when everybody's economy is going down has been very challenging. But we've reached that point where, you know, what can we do but to tell you the truth? If you don't make that phone call, 516-620-3602, then we have to face the prospect of our radio station going off the air. It's literally off the air, because once we lose our place on the transmitter, we won't be able to get it back, really. It's a very competitive environment. It's the only game in town. And the rent has gone up tremendously. Every year there's a big jump, there's a big hike in the transmitter bill. And when we were at Wall Street, we were paying what, another $36,000-$40,000 a month.
$37,000 a month.
So that amounted to $87,000 a month. And you wonder why we're doing fund drives so often. It's because we just ended up with the natural escalation of these bills, or unnatural as it seems to me. We started out with a reasonable expense 10 years ago, but here we are 10, 12 years later, and we've been overwhelmed by the escalation in costs. And so we've struggled to do the fundraising thing and, you know, entice you with some kind of gift for you to make that phone call and make a pledge. But the whole thing has just spiraled and escalated, and the money's not coming in. So we're just being bare bones here. This is the bottom line. If we can't make essentially $250,000 by the end of the month, BAI will be out of business. We won't have a transmitter from which to offer you our signal. So make your phone call, 516-620-3602, and be as generous as possible, but really understand that every contribution matters. I was going into the website earlier today, and people were making donations of $10 because that's what they have. But when everybody comes together, when the whole community comes together and offers what they can, be it $10, be it $100 or $1,000, then it's that collaboration of all of our listeners that's going to make the difference. So we ask that you not only call and make that contribution, 516-620-3602, send out an email to your friends, put it on your Facebook page, send people to our website, give to WBAI.org. That's give, numeral two, WBAI.org. There are so many people, so many listeners over the years. We've been in broadcasting for some 52, 53 years, I think, at this point. So there's a lot of people who might have drifted, moved to another state, who don't really know what's happening right now. And you can help us put that message forward and bring back the old listeners, bring back your friends and your cousins, and ask them to make a contribution as well. It's really the only way that we're going to be able to get through this period. So please make that phone call, 516-620-3602, and make a donation. There are many ways that you can make that donation, but what we're really focusing on is the WBAI Transmitter Fund.
You know, in the past 10, 15 years, I know that with Off the Hook and with the Personal Computer Show, we can sense, because both programs are probably, well, I guess we're in the minority, Kathy, where mm-hmm. we do live shows. Most of the other shows are pre-recorded. And when you do a live technical show, first of all, there's two things. One is you got to really, you better be on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are very few technical shows that are live. Like even Car Talk is, they say, give us the question, we'll call you after we do research on it. Well, our audience, I know, has evolved. Let me tell you how the audience has evolved. We have three kinds of audience, and I think this is something that we should be addressing in the future, if there's a future for us. We have on-air radio listeners. In other words, they hear us because they can turn on the radio, and they hear us. Then we have internet radio listeners, because I know that it's not rare, it's not uncommon. We will be getting phone calls from North Carolina, Palo Alto. In fact, I know that a few times we get phone calls from England. One time we got a mm-hmm. call from Singapore. So we know that people are listening to Off the Hook and the Personal Computer Show live via the internet. Now, then we have a third kind of listener. They're called podcast listeners, where it's put up onto the archives, it's put up onto our website. And I know that we look at the people. I mean, we do have a lot of downloads. At least I know in the Personal Computer Show, I have the logs on that, people downloading. And you could look at the address that they're coming from by region. You could see where the phone calls are originating from. It's all over the world. So we have three kinds of listeners. For the on-air radio listeners, it's 516-620-3602. Now, if you happen to be in the as an internet listener, listening to WBAI, you could go to give2wbai.org. Or if that's too much of a mouthful, as you know, our regular call letters are wbai.org. And you can navigate to the give2wbai.org. Or if you really feel like, you know what, if you happen to have a cell phone where you got minutes, it's 516-620-3602. Now, for the third kind of listeners, the podcast, and I often get this, I would see someone and they say, you know, I heard you yesterday. I said, wait a minute, I was on the air Wednesday. What do you mean yesterday? Today is Sunday. Well, you know what? You could still call 516-620-3602. We may not get credit for it, but you know what? At this point in time, it doesn't matter whether we get credit or not, so long as the station gets the money. That's the most important part. Now, in the past, there was a lot of finger-pointing about how much money did you raise, how much money did you raise. Well, you get to a certain stage where that's the petty stuff. And one of the things that I know that a lot of people are very upset with, okay, is that people, and I won't name the shows, I won't name who they are, and because they are sincere, they do it, you know, they identify BAI as a certain kind of a radio station. I'm telling you, if you look at it, I think if you go by our charter, WBAI is a progressive alternate radio station. Alternate radio is you hear programs you just normally don't hear anywhere else. I know with the Personal Computer Show and with Off the Hook, there's nothing like it. Now, there's imitations of us, but they don't last long because they need sponsorship. And once you need sponsorship, boy, they don't last long at all.
You can't be very honest if you're being
sponsored.
That's
right. Now,
and that's one of the reasons that WBAI is not accepting the sponsorship of some of these corporate foundations that would have an impact on our editorial
view. It would be easy because I know that, like with the Personal Computer Show, we deal with a lot of the major publishers, major vendors, and we've been asked a few times, can they be sponsors? I said, no. They said, you mean, can we slip you the money? I says, well, if we don't acknowledge where it comes from. He says, well, these big companies, they'd like to be identified. Actually, they would like to be associated with us. I said, if I make criticism, would you mind? They say, no, we don't mind if you make criticism. And that's the funny part, by the way, Kathy. We have, I'll name you some names, okay? People like Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with Bill Gates, and I've criticized him on the air. And he takes it cheerfully, constructively. And instead of being defensive, he actually does something about it. And he's made people available to us to answer questions. But the thing is, we can't accept money from him. Okay? Now, him as an individual is fine. But as a corporation, the answer is no.
Right, no sponsorships. But he can certainly dial that number, 516-620-3602, and make a contribution,
contribution. Or go to give2wbai.org. It is so important I can't stress enough, Kathy, that we are an alternate progressive radio station. Now, things are changing in technology, and I think the fact that I talk about we have three kinds of audience, the only way we're going to continue to reach a three audience is we have to start changing our infrastructure, but it takes money, it takes time, it takes coordination, it takes a lot of give by people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, one of the things I could see in the next 5-10 years, probably more like 5 years, the mobile studio, where mm-hmm. at home, go find a closet, do your pre-recording, and I wouldn't be surprised within 10 years, my wife would say, why am I putting up all those mattresses on the wall, at home, okay? But you know what? The technology is there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have this brick-and-mortar problem. By brick-and-mortar, we have this rent problem. Well, that's one way of solving it. Perhaps with more usage of the internet, maybe we can have some leverage against the use of the radio antenna on top of the Empire State Building. But you know what? That is still the most efficient, broadest way of getting out to the audience.
And it also reaches the widest spectrum of people from all economic backgrounds and different kinds of resources. Having a radio is one of the easiest things in the world to do.
You don't need a data plan so to hear it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're home, if you happen to have a router there and you already got the internet, fine. But the internet means you have access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I find interesting is that New York City is going to be implementing in a few months free Wi-Fi in the subway, and then later in the year, they're charging for it.
Of course.
Oh.
Well, they. I went to buy a train card today, and it says you get a dollar for a new card. I'm like, are you kidding? I couldn't believe it. Yeah, so, but that was a dollar, and just imagine, this is what's been happening to our rent payments on the tower and on our facilities. It's like the prices go up and up and up, and I know that you understand it, people who live in New York City. Every time you sign a lease, your rent goes up. And so so we see the good news is that we have made a transition. We've moved out of that space on Wall Street. We are here at the studios of WHCR up in City College in Harlem. And it's a change for us, but it's a good change. This is a good transition. Sometimes you just have to tighten your belt, right? And you just have to make ends meet. But there's still the residue of this whole era of trying to keep up with these bills.
This is WBAI 99.5 FM, and Normally, Off the Hook is on, but in a way, they're still on because this is Hank Key from the Personal Computer Show, and I am sitting in for Off the Hook. By the way, we, Joe King and myself, will be on for a regular show at 8 o'clock with, you know, a little pitching. Well, maybe more than a little pitching. But we do have some news to go over that's very important. So the Personal Computer Show will follow at 8 o'clock. And by the way, I always get confused, and I always told there's two ways of doing it. Do we say WBAI 99.5? FM New York, or we say WBAI 99.5 New York FM? What is it, Emily?
It's WBAI in New York. It's
in New York.
Official. WBAI and New York are together, and that gives us our official FCC station ID. And then we can say 99.5
FM. Now, wait a minute. That seems a little biased because people in Connecticut hear us, people in New Jersey hear us, people in other states hear us. So
well, that's only because of our transmitter. We're licensed in New York, so it's WBAI in New York. And that's why we're so grateful to have this transmitter on top of the Empire State Building, because we reach so far beyond the borders of New York, and we create a community that's much vaster than our title might signify. But we know that we have received support, tremendous support, from people in New Jersey. I mean, I would have to say...
We don't want to slight anyone outside of New York.
Oh, man, the folks from Connecticut, and especially New Jersey, Pennsylvania, we do get pledges from our full signal area. So I know that you're there and that you appreciate this radio station. We're asking you at this time to forego the gift and make your pledge for the radio station itself. Our continued existence is the premium.
I got a I got a listener of my bizarre little show in Kyoto, Japan, subscribed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. See, that just goes to show how far the reach is. And so certainly we're hoping that you will truly appreciate WBAI in terms of its history and what it's contributed to the world on so many different levels. And we have so much more work to do as we go forward. But we need you to make that phone call, 516-620-3602, and make a pledge of support for the WBAI Transmitter Fund. Or you can go to the website, give2wbai.org, using numeral 2, give2wbai.org. So Hank, you said you've been on the air 30 years?
1983. By the way, I have to tell you, just a little story on that, okay? Mm-hmm. Is that Dave Metzger was the public affairs director then, and he thought that... be nice if BAI started talking, have a show on computers. Mm-hmm. So he got a hold of us at the local computer club, and there were three of us, and we were all past presidents of the computer club. And I look at Joe and says, me on the air? Only if you do it. Joe looks at Dave Burstein, who was also started with us. He says, I'll do it if you do it. Dave looks at me and says, I'll do it if you do it. So that's how the three of us got together. And what happened in the early days, and I think that only I could tell the story, mm-hmm. okay, is that we used to have a folio, and the folio would be, by the way, I kind of missed that, you know, the folio.
I think everyone misses it. Maybe we can.
But by the way,
that.
You know, we do have new listeners. You want to tell them what the folio was?
Oh, the folio was actually a printed magazine.
And it listed every producer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every producer, and it listed all the shows, and it would tell you what each show is about, and then there were a lot of community announcements as well.
Right. Now,
and special programming. It was really very special.
Now, you have to remember, this is the early 1980s, mm-hmm. so you can imagine what that cultural environment was like, okay? And I'm Hank Key, and they misspelt my name. And they, instead of saying H-A-N-K, they spelt it H-O-N-K. So I was the only honky. This is true. This is true. Right, Sydney?
See, I thought you were going to say they misspelled your last name.
No, Sydney, that was true.
No, it was true.
It was true.
Yeah,
it was also the year before we put Joseph Stalin on the front cover of our folio, okay. Which was an error.
Okay, but the, but you know, at that time they were calling cops, you know, all kinds of names, and I was the only certified honky. Okay. You'll laugh at that, but I see. By the way, engineering for us during this hour is Sydney Smith, and we thank you, Sydney. And by the way, feel free to jump at any time, okay? Because when I first came in here, you know, back in 1983, there was a lot of people, and unfortunately, many of them are not around anymore. So many have passed on to the other side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
But one of the things that I learned from some of these old timers, remember Paul Wonder?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Indeed. He was Dr. Science.
Yeah, it's like he says, you know, it's the conviction of what you believe in. And he taught me a lot because one of the things was to do radio. Now, to do radio for 30 years, every week, whether it's a holiday, it's Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, you know, it doesn't matter, okay? But, you know, to do it for 30 years, you got to love doing it. You got to have some dedication doing it. Mm-hmm. And people often ask me, you know, I mean, like Emmanuel's been doing it for 27 years.
Right.
What keeps us going? I'll tell you what it is. I know with both of us, we enjoy doing it, and we want to share what knowledge we have. We feel that information, knowledge is king. And where else can you get information? Radio. Because if you think about it, television is mostly visual. And in fact, in most cases, with television, it's like, shut up, let the pictures do the talking. But on radio, what do they call it? Silence is deadly?
Yes.
It is.
A second can seem like an hour. With radio, you have the mind's eye. People don't know us, don't know what we look like. But in their mind's eye, they see this room. They see the studio, they see the building, they see the students in the next room. They see us, and they have a vision of what we are. And that's the magic of it.
Now, one of the things that I would like to have everyone think about for a moment, okay? We had a president, I call him a famous president because it was during my lifetime, and he said something that I'm going to paraphrase, all right? Ask not what premium you can get, but how much you can give to the station to keep it alive.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious about that.
No, it's true.
We are not the home shopping center.
Yeah.
We are progressive, alternative radio where we could speak our mind. And I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things that we're fettered with in this culture is PC, political correctness. It doesn't bother me, okay? I'm going to say what's on my mind. If I want the freedom that if you think I made a fool of myself, that's me. I'm not going to allow commercial considerations, political correctness. And by the way, I think that in the past 30 years, based on all the email I've gotten, we've been hitting home runs because, you know, people say, yeah. I do know that there are products that have succeeded because we have supported it. There are products that have failed because we have not supported it. And I'm very surprised by it because I would say, who's really listening? And then Joe says the same thing. We got two dozen people listening or three dozen?
But, no, I think it's much more. Really have a good way to indicate, to count our listeners because we are non-commercial. But one way that our listeners can count is if they make that phone call and make a pledge of support to 516-620-3602. And make a donation for the WBAI Transmitter Fund.
I remember the day, and it was like, you know, the day like the first television came to your house. The day we got our first computer, a Commodore 64, an actual Commodore 64. In fact, the box it came in was in a place of honor, hung on the wall. For all the years we were at 505 8th Avenue before we moved to 120. I wanted to bring it to 120, but it got thrown away.
Well, by the way, I got to tell you about that Commodore, okay?
Yeah.
Interesting story there was that my son was a young man then. He's not young anymore. And he wanted a Commodore 128.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into this electronics store, and I asked for it, and I said, how much is it? And he quoted me a price. He said, gee, that's a very good price. And then he takes out the box, takes my money. I says, wait a minute, where's the power supply? He said, there's no power supply. I said, the box says there's a power supply. And I made a big stink in the store. I want my money back. He says, well, we'll send you a check. I said, no, I gave you cash. You going to give me back my money or not? He finally, after 10, 15 minutes of, and I wouldn't let him go on that, okay? And I mentioned it on the air. And he contacted Joe and says, you know, you mentioned it on the air, you're going to hurt my business. Joe says, come on the air. You know, and he never did that. Okay? So, you know, the term that I know Sydney understands, and maybe Kathy's too young, all right, Bronx chair.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, people think of a Bronx chair as you're saying something positive. It's the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in the Bronx. So
you grew up in the Bronx, okay?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Very often, when we talk about a product, we would say, is it thumbs up, thumbs down? Is it Bronx chair, or is it something you would get? And that's how we look at it. And we look at it the same way. Now, I'm going to be talking about Microsoft, you know, in the next segment, and I'm going to tell what's good and bad about, you know, what happened. But that's another story. But Off the Hook does the same thing. They're not afraid to take, you know, take on the FCC. They're not afraid to take on legislation that's pending. And I do know that Off the Hook has a wide audience is because they have this a convention that meets in July. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're having it this year. The Hope Conference. It's the on planet Earth. What does H stand for?
Something hacker something.
Oh, hackers. Is it Hope on? Well, okay. He'll correct me next week. But with this Hope Conference, he gets people from all over the world. Now, the only way you're going to get people from all over the world is because people have been listening to you all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let everyone know that. You know, he has a wide audience. We have a wide audience. And but we also know that there's three kinds of audience. Now, we could, we're too poor. I hate to use that term, but we're too poor. If we have money, we got payroll, we got bills, we got transmitter fees and so on. We don't have money for Arbitron studies, Arbitron, you know, surveys. So we really don't know how big our audience is. And That's one problem. With the internet, I know that with the popular shows, we only have just so many streams. And with the good shows, we max out, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the third audience are podcasts. And each individual producer knows because we know how many downloads are done. But there's one other way you could show that whether you have support or not. And it's really the only one that counts. It's not how many people listen. It's not how many people download your podcast. I hate to say it, but the bottom line is money talks. How many people are willing to say, I like the show, I like Off the Hook, I like the personal computer show, I talk with dollars, all right? By the way, Kathy, I got to tell you a very short story. Mm-hmm. My father, he passed away many years ago. He was a very, very heavy cigarette and cigar smoker. And I just didn't want him near the grandchildren, you know. And, you know, the kids were just born then. I said to my father, if you're going to continue smoking, and, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I guess maybe an ex-smoker knows how bad mm-hmm. it smells, all right? You're not going to even come near the grandchildren. He cold turkey, stopped smoking. That was it.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to ask you, the audience, for those who are smokers listening to the show, what's more important, WBAI or you continue to smoke and get cancer?
Wow, that's an interesting proposition.
Here's another one. The statistics is that there are 400,000 people that die from smoking each year. Do you know, when you say that, it's a statistic. I'll say it a little differently. Do you know that the tobacco companies have to recruit at least 1,000 new smokers a day to break even?
Holy cow.
It's perspective. So I'm saying, listen, for those who are smoking, give up smoking. Or, tell you what, cut back on a pack of cigarettes. That money can help the station. And, you know, cigarette is not cheap anymore. I mean, I went to college and a carton, not a pack, but a carton of cigarettes for $1.75, you get 10 packs, okay? Or I go to a machine, you put a...
You are really dating yourself, I have to tell you.
Well, you know, I may be dating myself, but I still have the enthusiasm. I still have the energy.
Absolutely.
And that's all that really counts. And
what is a pack now? Like
$10 or something?
I don't know.
I think it's more.
I don't smoke, so.
No, which is at $400,000 a year parish because of. That is twice, almost twice the number of people, of Americans at least, that died in the Second World War.
Yeah.
And we lose it every year?
Wait, say it differently. We have to recruit at least 1,000 new smokers a year to break even. And you know how they do it? They give away cigarettes near the schools. They're not supposed to. Now, you know, one of the things that they talk about is that the at one point in time, back in the 60s, the smoking population was 40%, very high. Today, it's closer to 17-18%. And you know why? People giving up cigarettes? No, people just dying from smoking. So you know what the tobacco companies are doing? They're shipping it overseas. And you know, it's slow death. But yet, when cocaine comes into the country, hey, we get riled up about it. But what do you think we're doing? We're exporting it. Now, of course, on mainline networks, you can't say that because, hey, you know, they're advertisers. You know, you can't say that. But, hey, we either practice what we preach, but don't just preach and hope that someone else will practice it. But if you can give up smoking. But I got Kathy. You don't smoke, do you?
No, but I did.
Okay.
There was a time when I did.
Yeah. Aren't you happy you stopped?
Yes.
But it was 400,000 people die from smoking each year.
That's amazing.
But you say it differently. 1,000 people have to be recruited just to break even.
That's frightening. That's a frightening thought.
Yeah.
So maybe a person who wants to make that step for themselves can call our number, 516-620-3602. And if that concept frightens you as much as it frightens me, then this is why we have to keep our radio station alive and flourishing. We can do it with your support. 516-620-3602, and say that you want to contribute to the WBAI Transmitter Fund. And it is an opportunity to keep this radio station broadcasting to the vast audience and the, you know, really we can really reach so many people in so many directions from that transmitter. And if you're out there in New Jersey, in Connecticut, if you're in Pennsylvania and you want to continue listening, please show your support. If you're in the Bronx, if you're in Brooklyn, if you're in Manhattan and you want to continue listening, please show your support. Because once we're off the transmitter, it really doesn't matter where you live. If we lose that transmitter, you're not going to be able to listen to this incredible radio station. 516-620-3602.
Kathy, it's like you said.
Well, if you think about it, Kathy.
If we go off the transmitter, I can't see any way getting back on.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
We're gone. I mean, it's like I said at the beginning, that we've said, oh, we're going off the air, we're going off the air. You've been hearing it since 1960. And I'm talking from 34 years of experience here. This is that serious. We could lose the transmitter. This is not a joke. We could actually lose it. The emergency that has come upon us because of the financial stress of the era we're all in. Funny, you look at television, you look at all the commercials for luxury items, you would think, oh, wow, it's still the 50s. Everybody is doing well. No, the entire country is making their limited means stretch. All of us, except for that fraction of the 1%. And I mean them no enmity. I mean, they're human beings and all of that. But nevertheless, the other 99, we're doing everything we can. Still and all, those of you out there who can afford it, if you could give us somewhat more. I mean, on the other morning, we were saying, all right, yeah, some people are giving $5, $10, or the minimum WBAI subscription rate of $25. I'm asking folks to give $200. I'm asking folks to give $500. Why? Because I know folks out there can do that. There are some who can do it. And I plead with you to do it. Call 516-620-3602. And once we're past this lump, this huge emergency, then we can go back to
Sydney, if we get past this moment.
No, if we get past it, we can go back to annoying and yelling at each other. But for right now, we're like a family pulling together. The house is on fire. We can fight later, okay? Please, the number is 516-620-3602.
Sydney, yes. That's why I was saying that what we're asking for you to do, if you can sacrifice a pack of cigarettes, I mean, if you think about it, people are...
Send your chocolate money. Those of you with
chocolate?
Those of you with diabetes like myself who now walk through the chocolate aisle with your eyes closed, and those of you who are succumbed to temptation, the money you would be spending on chocolate, well, actually, it may only be about 20, 30 bucks a couple of months, but in lieu of that, you know, in the name of WBAI, as you walk past the chocolate aisle, you know, in this store or that, think of WBAI and send us $100 for your own sake of health, and because I'm telling you, as your dear old anonymous engineer, don't. Do it. Don't eat the chocolate. Send us the chocolate money. Send $100 right now to WBAI at 516-620-3602. Now, you know, it's not quite the same as the joy of chocolate, but believe me, we'll feel better. So please call 516-620-3602.
Well, I think that your biggest joy is if your ability to continue to hear WBAI or the different personalities. You know, I was listening to WBAI during the morning and afternoon, and I just want to tell you that we have a whole range of different programming. We have opera, we have music, we have a lot of talk shows, we have people on the left, we have people on the right, you may not realize that. We have consumer-oriented shows, we have health shows, we actually have a whole lot of them. But what makes all these shows different is that it's not your standard point of view. It's always a little something extra. And, you know, one of the things I was talking to Robin Knight the other day, you know, it's if there is five factors in telling the truth and you give four factors, you're not telling the truth. If you leave out one little thing and mainstream media, they don't give you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, like, one of the things I always get upset about is that, you know, when they talk about cuts. They're not cutting. They're slowing the growth of spending. It's not cuts at all. And then the thing that, you know, Sydney, you know, what got me riled up was it was announced that the White House is going to cut out people visiting the White House, you know, to take a tour. You know what is so phony about it? The tour guys are volunteers. So what are they cutting out? It's just like you just want to make it.
It's a symbolic.
It's symbolic, yeah. And you want to make it painful.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's silly because you got these kids who Easter time, or they call it intercession break, they got it planned. They want to go down to D.C. They want to see the Smithsonian. They want to visit the White House. What are you doing to these kids?
It's like when the Republicans back in the 90s shut the government down so you couldn't do anything. It's again, you know, our government is in an extreme dysfunction. But our listeners are not in dysfunction. Our listeners are calling 516-620-3602.
I like to think that we have the more intellectual, the smarter listeners.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's amongst the most listened to programs on WBAI is the opera show, is this show, and Off the Hook combined, and the Golden Age of Radio, the classic radio show, mm-hmm. the old-time radio show. These three areas, you know, are the three main food groups of WBAI. Actually, I was surprised. I would have thought it would have been the more ideological stuff, but it isn't.
It's not.
The most listened to programs on WBAI, by the numbers we've seen that we can't say where we got them from, anyway, is the opera show, which is wonderful, because I've been engineering that for many years, is Off the Hook, is the whole personal computer show, and the Golden Age of Radio, produced by Max Reed.
Let me ask you, Ivan Hammetz does the opera
him
show.
And Manya LaBruja.
Does Ivan normally come into the studio?
Yes, he does.
He does.
He comes in live.
You know what? Next time you see him, tell him I really, really want to see him.
Okay.
You know why? I used to work with him, and last time I saw him was 1963.
Holy mackerel.
I used to work with him.
I almost said no bleep. No bleep.
Well, we're at that, we're winding down, and on behalf of Emmanuel Goldstein and his whole crew, Off the Hook, This is Hank Key from the Personal Computer Show. It's sort of like a joint show between 7 to 8. Once again, we stress the magic number is 516-620-3602. And it doesn't matter, you know, who gets credit for raising the money. We really need the money. Otherwise, getting credit for raising money and not being on the air is a foolish thought. Sydney, you have a... Okay. We're going to be taking a break here. And Sydney, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're tuned to WBAI in New York and WBAI.org. Here in the middle of the FM dial at 99.5 FM, WBAI New York. Please stay tuned.
We're your girls from Maha Bridges Academy in Brooklyn.
And I'm their teacher.
I'm Emily.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Diamond.
March 9th, it is International Fly Girls Day.
Say what now?
Yeah, Hermie. International Fly Girls Day.
What's that?
It's a day to celebrate the fly in all girls. A day to make ourselves our own sheroes.
It could be your homie, your sister, your daughter, your granddaughter, your neighbor.
Yep, on that day for 24 hours, it's all about celebrating our fly. That means our power, our smartness, our brilliance, our beauty, all for us girls.
International Fly Girls Day, March 9th.
International Fly Girl Day will launch at a very special intergenerational event at Mott Hall Bridges Academy, Brooklyn, March 9th. You're invited, so come. We'd love to see you.
For more details, call 718-345-6912.
International Fly Girls Day is an emotional justice special event hosted by me, Esther Alma. Come on out.
Hi, this is Jerry Stiller. You are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Where are my keys? Anybody see my keys? Who took my keys?
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. This is Wake Up Call.
My name is Dan Ingram, and I'm a WBAI fan. They've always been, you know, the station that kicked butt and the station that said what you're not supposed to say because the people in power don't want to hear it, and I love that.
I have to celebrate you, baby.
Okay, hey, all right, you know, that is serious business about the antenna and the Empire State Building. I just heard that those wars cost $3 trillion. Yeah, and that hurt a little bit. Oh, what do we got here? Am I set here correctly? All right, 8 o'clock, New York. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, also streaming on the web at WBAI.org. It's 8 o'clock here on March the 6th, a cold, windy evening. And we're going to start the Personal Computer Show. We'll be,
Welcome to the Personal Computer Show. This is Hank Key, and I'm in the studio with Stevie DB. I had been on the air from 7 to 8, covering for Off the Hook, and so this is a continuation. We are, and if you had not been listening to Off the Hook during that time span, WBAI is in dire financial straits. We need your support. We need money. Otherwise, we lose the transmitter spot. You lose the transmitter spot, it doesn't matter what else you do. There's no way of getting your voice out. The phone number is 516-620-3602. And... just to give you a recap of what we were talking about in the last hour, our transmitter cost is $50,000 a month. We have to come up with $50,000 by the middle of March, March the 15th. My God, that's the Ides of March. And after that, if we ever get, if we can raise $50,000, we have to then come up with another $150,000 to $200,000 by March 31st because we have to pay the rest of the transmitter arrears or some part of it, and we also have to pay arrears from where we were at 120 Wall Street. Let's be honest with each other. We got evicted, and I can't blame the landlord. It's not the landlord's fault. He's got bills to pay, And there's nothing, you know, we love to have everything free. But like in this world, when something is free, someone has to pay for it. You know, the typical example I give is like you have three ping pong balls in a fishbowl. You push one ball down, the other two come up. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And Stevie, have you been able to get a hold of Joe?
We got Joe on the line. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe, are you on the line with me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm just telling everyone what our cost is and how we really got to get the, you know, we really need the financial support. And like I said that the in the last hour, we have a terrific premium for you. The premium has no shipping cost, has no handling cost. It's tax deductible. It's the transmitter fund. Give whatever you can to the transmitter fund. Dig deep in your pockets. It's the only way we're going to be able to continue to stay on the air. If we cannot pay the bill of $50,000 by the middle of March, or another $200,000 by the end of the month, March 31st, we're gone. Period. We're gone. Joe? Did you drop him off? Yes, Joe. Did you drop him off?
I didn't drop him off. He's there. He's
Joe, are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you, Steve, but I cannot hear anything else.
Oh, you can't hear Hank?
Oh.
I heard nothing from Hank. Just you're saying hello, and can you hear me?
Well, you should.
Okay.
Be
well,
able
Joe,
to hear.
I tell you what. Why don't you just tell Joe that he might want to comment about our expenses?
Joe, comment on the expenses. You can't hear Hank speaking at all.
Not at all.
Okay, well, he
well,
was
I'll
just
tell you
talking
what, Joe,
about the expenses, so go ahead and talk about what you know about the $50,000 a month.
Well, am I live now?
Yeah, you're on.
I am on. Good evening, folks, and I'm glad to hear that you're listening, because I can't, unfortunately. But let me talk to you for a minute about the problem that we're really having here. You've heard the story about Peter and the wolf and how Peter cried wolf so many times. And when a wolf finally showed up, the villagers just ignored him. Well, we've been crying wolf perhaps over the last 30 or 40 years, but we always managed to come out of it. And this time the wolf is really at the door. Let me tell you where we stand right now. This week and next week, we have to pay the Empire State Building $50,000, and then before the end of the month, on or before March 31st, we have to come up with another $150,000, and then within 2 weeks, we have to come up with another $50,000, and that's $250,000, and they're very, very clear on what happens if we don't do that. They will have the right to cancel the lease on the antenna usage, the rental of the antenna at the top of the Empire State Building. Now that, you might say to yourselves, well, that's not so bad. We'll borrow somebody else's antenna. No, no. That antenna allows us to have a 50,000 watts a radius, a broadcast power of 50,000 watts with a radius of some 90 miles, and that's what our license calls for. So if we can't broadcast, then we're going to lose our license. And if we lose our license, then WBAI goes out of business. We're not calling crying wolf this time. What we are doing is we're telling you exactly where we stand. Hank has put together some premiums. I said to him, no, don't bother with the premiums. Not going to matter if we sell one or two or three or 15 CDs or DVDs. We need everybody who has ever listened to this show and said it's a worthwhile show. Every user group that's ever had an announcement made on our mics. Everybody who's ever bought or not bought software based on what we've said about it. Everybody who uses a computer or in fact doesn't use a computer but has just learned about computers by listening to this show. We need every one of you to pick up the phones right now and to call the outsource center that is handling the fundraising for us. That's a 516 number, which Hank will give you in a minute. and we need you to call them and make a pledge. Now, if you have enough money, you can make a large pledge. And if you don't have a lot of money, you can make a small pledge. Somebody told me that this afternoon, somebody actually called up and made a $10,000 pledge. They put it through as a matching fund in hopes of stimulating some of the others out there listening to come in and make a $10 or a $15 or a $20 pledge. I would be delighted if you could pledge $10,000 or $1,000. But you know what else? I'd be delighted if you can pledge $5 or $10. Some of you have said that you could maybe come up with $10 a month. You couldn't come up with $100 all at one time, but you could hit $10 a month. Well, there's a way of doing that with the thing that they're calling the BAI Buddy, where you give a credit card or a bank account number and you pledge $10 a month, and they take it out automatically. Some of you can't do that, but you can come up with $10 once. Call and do that. Hank, can you give them the phone number they're supposed to call?
Yes, it's 516-620-3602. And like I had said in the prior hour, we have three kinds of listening audience. And let me just go through it very quickly. You know, the world has changed. Well, one kind of listening audience is the on-air radio audience. In other words, the people can hear us with a regular radio with a 90-mile radius, and they can call 516-620-3602. Then we have another kind of listening audience that gets us on the Internet stream. Joe, can you hear me?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Joe,
I hear a background voice, that's why.
Not a word.
Okay, now we have another listening audience that is on the Internet stream, and we know that we have a very large audience there because we've gotten phone calls from North Carolina, Singapore, England, even, you know, Palo Alto. There, if you don't want to call 516-620-3602, you can go to, on the website, give2wbai.org. That's G-I-V-E, numeric 2, W-B-A-I.org. But, like in this age of technology, if you have minutes on your phone, just call 516-620-3602. Now, we have a third kind of audience that do podcasting, or we do the podcasting and they download the show.
Okay.
And you may hear the show. By the way, Joe, you know, we're on crosstalk now, Stevie, so if I'm talking, they hear Joe's voice, too. It's crosstalking, so let's try to minimize that, okay? Now, there's a third type of audience, and that is the kind of audience that downloads a show and hears it a day or two later.
Do you hear me now, Hank?
I hear you, but while I'm
Hank,
talking...
can you hear me?
I can hear you, but if you can't hear me, we're just stepping on each other. I guess he can't hear me, Stevie.
Hank can always hear you, Joe.
I can hear him, but he can't hear me.
My problem...
Turn on the radio.
Yeah, we are. Hank, hold on one second. My problem is I can hear you, but I hear you on the seven-second delay.
Oh, yeah. In other words, I'm on delay.
Because he's listening over the radio because he can't hear you on the Skype.
Oh, okay. Well, now, in addition to transmitter problems, you could see that we have logistics problem. And I'm not blaming this on City College because we're the guests. We're happy to be here. We got thrown on our backside, and you know, we're going from hand to mouth now, trying to exist, and we don't have everything in place, we don't have the proper equipment, we don't have regular telephones for people to call in. I mean, this is a talk show. We can't do a talk show, but you know, we can cover what we can. But you know what? We have to learn to live with it. But the first thing we have to do, our first order of business. We can never get to step two, three, and four until we take care of step one. We got to pay the transmitter bill. Now, when I talk about paying the transmitter bill, it sounds like, well, it's a bill. No, it's not just a bill. It's a way overdue bill. I mean, if it was just a bill, people would say, well, what's the big deal if you pay a week late and so on? No, this is not a week late. This is not even a month late. This is many months late. And there's more money to be owed on it, okay? So when Joe said that he's not, you know, like the boy crying wolf every time, the wolf is here. And I don't blame the Empire State people. They have a bill to pay.
Hank, if you'll let me jump in here for a moment.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Stevie, why don't you tell him to jump in?
Joe, go ahead, please.
Okay.